like a tone for the show.
I am perfectly setting the vibe.
No, you're not.
Welcome to Inside Out Radio.
That's right. You just say that's right.
That's right.
You're now tuned into.
You're now tuned into Inside Out Radio.
Inside Out Radio, with your host, Zia. Today on the show, I got with me
the platinum pen.
The man with the platinum pen. The pen is mightier. Andrew Rice. That's a good intro.
Yeah, it's pretty dramatic.
I think so. It's good. I mean, if you're ever like involved in like a write-off, I don't know if I'm not a writer, so I don't know if that's a thing in the writing world. I could like intro you.
Thanks. I think the closest thing would be like slam poetry, and I'm staying the hell away from that. So.
Yeah, I don't think you should slam like poetry.
I don't think so either.
I really don't think anyone should slam poetry.
I agree.
Yeah.
But some poets would disagree.
Like who?
Slam poets.
Slam poets. Name a like
the guy from the Olympic opening ceremonies.
That guy. He's like the only slam poet that anyone knows.
Well, do we really know him?
I don't know. I don't. I know he has a beard and like no, he like only has a beard. He has like an Amish beard basically. Like, that's what I know about him. And he's like, I don't know.
Shut up, Zia.
I'm describing him. I'm trying to prove to you that I know who he is.
Why are you standing up? You're like a standing desk vibe right now.
I like this.
You remember the standing desk?
I've been sitting all day. I want to stand up and do the show. Why are you going to judge me?
I'm not judging. Just evaluating.
How is my stance?
Solid.
Solid. Perfect. how are you?
I'm good. Just did a workshop for CITR/Discorder.
What did you do?
I talked about how to write album reviews and how to deal with public reactions to your work.
Cool. How do you write album reviews?
I sit down at a computer and I type.
And how do you deal with public reactions?
I'll say it at 9 p.m.
Say frick 'em.
Pretty much.
Say frick 'em all.
The workshop was a lot more in-depth than that, but I won't get into
that was
details
it.
Right now.
Everyone walked in, sat down, and Andrew said, sit down at the desk with a computer and write. And that was it. Very informative. For all you aspiring writers out there, some great advice. I would take that to heart.
It was a good session. The people were interested. Some of them were students. Some of them just showed up.
That's cool.
They asked good questions. Yeah.
What was the best question?
I don't remember. What was that?
That was the computer. I'm just going to leave that on. I kind of like it. Oh, yeah. First off, big shout outs to Daniel Fu. Okay, I'm turning that off.
Shouts out to that hot pot party.
Yeah, shouts out to a hot pot party I got invited to, which is very tight. I love hot pot. So if you have any hot pot parties coming up, please let me know.
Where is it at?
I don't know. So I'm invited to a random hot pot party, which is fine. As long as I like eat good food and like don't get murdered, I'll really go anywhere. That's two words.
Not getting murdered is important.
It's like generally a good life rule. Should we talk about the events that are occurring this weekend?
I guess. If we have to.
I think we are. We're going to do that. Okay, so on Friday, it's not dance music related, but Roy Woods is at Fortune. And I kind of like him. I like Roy Woods a bit, so that's a cool thing that's happening. On Saturday, I mean like on Monday, it's my birthday, so that's a very big event.
Happy birthday, Zia.
Early.
Happy early birthday.
Early
Zia.
Birthday. Okay, cool.
Zia's turning 37.
I'm turning 48. I'm not actually. I'm a young player. Migos is going to be at Showbox on February 22nd, which is my birthday. I should just go to that.
Showbox is in Seattle.
I know. I should go a road trip. Anyways, what else is happening? I don't know. There's nothing really happening this weekend. That oh, you were just clicking a pen. I don't know. Do you have anything else to say?
I'm not gonna be here this weekend.
Where are you going?
We're going to LA.
Bye.
Gonna soak up the sun like Sheryl Crow.
Cool.
Gonna go see Eric Prydz on Saturday.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm gonna review that. His new live show, Epic 4.0.
That'll be very tight.
Very epic.
Where is it at?
The Hollywood Palladium.
It's not at the Avalon.
No, it's bigger. It's like 5,000 cap.
That's very big. How are you not going to get crazy anxiety being in a room with 5,000 people?
I go to festivals all the time.
Okay, that's true. You're seasoned. We do this. All right, fine. You're going to go see Carly Rae Jepsen?
Oh, yes. Next week in L.A., Fonda Theater.
February 25th, Thursday. Carly Rae Jepsen.
Save the date.
L.A., save the date.
Sold out.
Is it?
Yeah.
Crazy, that'll be tight. Okay, fine. That's it. That's what we're talking about right now. What song's playing in the background?
This is a track from the new Bookworms album. Bookworms is a guy from New York / LA. Had a very, very big track called African Rhythms.
Yes, on Lies. On Lies. Yeah.
So this album is coming out on the new label. I forget what it's called, but it's run by Entro Sinestra. I think that's how you say it.
I don't know who that is.
The album is more on the African Rhythms vibe, with like really long tracks with lots of crazy effects. This one is 18 minutes long. I'm not gonna play the whole thing, but it's pretty badass. Let's listen.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bookworms. Shout out to Zia's laptop. Best scratch DJ I've ever seen. We'll be right back.
All right, what were the last few we heard?
So the one before, the one two songs ago,
yep,
was a new guy called WW Wings. He's on a label called Infinite Machine out of Montreal, which is just like kind of like one of the new like club labels that combines everything from like Baltimore, Jersey, ballroom, grime, etc., trap. The label itself is pretty inconsistent. A lot of that stuff is, but it's one of my favorite releases from it in a while.
Cool.
It kind of starts out like a grime track, and then the drop is really strange. And the one after was from an OG grime producer called Dexplicit. He did a lot of classic tracks around like 2002, 2003,
yeah,
like, as UK garage was turning into grime.
He also did some like bassline stuff too.
Yep.
Yeah, he got into all of it.
He's done some stuff recently in Terry Danger, who's like a classic grime producer.
Yep.
Just relaunched his label, Hard Drive, and that's one of the next releases on it.
Cool, that's
exciting.
It's
called Metroid.
I like it. What are we listening to right now?
This is a Japanese band called Dip in the Pool. It's from the late 80s. This is, was reissued on Music for Memory.
Music for Memory?
From Memory.
Music from Memory.
It's a Dutch label. It's basically just like crate digging. Really good. A lot of like new agey ambient stuff. And they just released this track on a 12-inch with a Japanese version and English version.
Cool.
That's really nice. Let's get lost in it. Let's sink into it. Thank you. This one is some local business. It's the new album on Mood Hut. It's called Disco Mantras, and it's also credited to Disco Mantras. It's a seven or eight collaborations that are mystery collaborators involved. It's the first album on Mood Hut.
That's true.
And Liam Butler of Mood Hut fame is playing at Vibe Corridor tonight at the Boxcar.
Yeah, check that out.
For all those inclined for a craft beverage at happy hour prices all night long.
Sounds great. Also, DJ Derek Duncan, your boy.
DJ DD.
DD will be in the mix.
Track is called Sunny Day.
Let's listen.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
featuring a wide range of music from India, including popular music from the 1930s to the present.
Rhythms, India.
Alternating Sundays, 8 to 9 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome back to Internet Radio.
You always just keep beating me to the punch. I wonder how far away I can get away from everything. Let's see how far this mic stretches. What is this? This sounds cool.
It's my girl, Jessie Lanza.
That's what's good. CanCon.
She released an album on Hyperdub 2 years ago, out of nowhere. Or two years ago, really good. Co-produced by Jeremy Greenspan of Junior Boys.
Cool.
This new album is called...
Wait, is she Canadian?
Yeah, she's from Hamilton, Ontario.
What up?
Called Oh No, also coming out on Hyperdub. It's really good, just like nice like synth pop vibes. I'm a huge fan of hers.
I'm feeling this. This is very tight.
Let's listen.
Cool.
It's called Vivica.
Jake, listen up. I'm always providing the content. Also, shouts out to Jake. And we're back.
That last one was the dub version of a classic Terry Danger tune that never got released. One of the first tracks in what would come to be known as Rhythm and Grime. Terry Danger was signed to a major label for that track, and there was some screw-up, and it never got released, and it got stuck on white label. So he's releasing a new collection of lost dubs from 2002, and the instrumental is one of them.
And that'll be on that new label?
Yeah, it comes out on Friday.
Cool.
It's called Lost Mini Discs.
I like that name a lot.
And this track is from the new album from Gelcher Lustwerk and Alvin Aronson under the name Studio OST.
Sweet.
It's a collection of tracks they worked on for the last 3 years together. It's just like some nice loungy Gelcher style house with no vocals.
I like his vocals.
Me too, but this is also good.
Sans vocal. Yeah, let's listen.
Fists only. Thank you. So that last one was from A Sagittarian, which is an anonymous project by a house veteran, meant to like tap into like old rave and sci-fi vibes without being too specific about it.
I feel like you know who the house
veteran. Of course.
But you're not going to say?
No.
You come on the show to break the news, and you're not going to spill the beans?
It's someone who stopped producing music under his own name. It's a guy from Bristol.
Oh, so it's not Maurice Fulton.
No.
Okay.
Did it sound like Maurice Fulton?
No, not at all.
His first name is Nick
Cannon.
Almost there.
I'm close.
And this track is from... It's by Music, a.k.a. Mike Paradinas, the guy who runs Planet Mew. It's an archival album from 97 that never got released. Cool. Virgin didn't like it.
I like it. I like the sounds of it thus far.
It's like vintage IDM, late 90s kind of stuff. But like actual vintage IDM, not like throwback.
Yeah. Cool. Let's listen. Thank you.
We have reached the end of Incident Radio.
Yep. I hope you enjoyed yourselves.
I did.
I enjoyed myself too.
It's great.
Yeah, we had a good time.
It's almost your birthday.
Almost. We're almost there. Until I turn 50.
You're just skipping 49? Going right to 50?
I'm an old man. Oh, for those of you who don't know, I'm an old man.
You can tell by your jaded outlook.
My jaded outlook, and it's all I really have that's implicit of an old man. I look great.
You look fantastic.
I sound good.
It's true.
So, yeah, thank you. I smell all right.
Well, that's debatable.
I mean, I think I do, at least. I've never had any complaints.
That last track was from an Irish duo called Solar Bears. They're kind of like on a Boards of Canada tip, but more scenic and cinematic and ambient.
It's enjoyable.
And this track is a project called Siren. It's from Darshan Jezrani from Metro Area. It's his new solo thing.
Oh, I like Darshan. Yeah. Cool.
It's called Paradise. Shout outs to my mom for listening.
Yes, very big shout out to Andrew's mom.
Shout out to Jake.
Yes, shout out to Jake. Shouts out to Jules for just being here right beside me.
What's up, y'all?
Shouts out to Dan Fu.
Shouts out to Hot Pot.
Shouts out to Zach Chubble on that Skype.
Shouts out to Zach. Keeping it real right now. Hanging out with ghosts.
Same.
Only 50, okay? That's a sneak,
you're almost there.
Sneak diss. That's the shit I don't like.
It wouldn't be inside out if I didn't sneak diss you at some point.
That's true. You should hear what I say on other shows and you're not here. Okay, fine.
Shouts to Aleem.
Yes.
Vancouver bound.
Shouts out to Sam.
Sam Kinsu?
Yeah.
Shouts to Sam Kinsu.
Shouts out to Farsh. He's somewhere in Asia right now. That region of the world.
Somewhere in Asia.
Somewhere in Asia. First class Farsh. Somewhere in Asia. Who else are we shouting out? I'm going to shout out... I know the whole Lit Digital team out there doing some really good work.
I am not aware of this team.
Oh, you'll learn. We're doing things real quick. Lit Digital content for the new world.
Shouts out to Damon.
Very big shouts out to Damon. Yo, young Damon, money's cheap right now.
Shouts out to Paul across the ocean, across the pond.
Oh, yeah, big shouts out to Paul.
You missed out.
I know, I didn't meet him. He seemed cool from, I guess, the internet.
Logan like recognized him in the airport despite never meeting him.
Crazy.
You know you're big when you get recognized by Florist.
Your social media presence is very, very epic. Yeah, big shout out to Florist overseas. If you're in Glasgow or in Bristol, go see him because I think he's playing shows there
this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend. Florist. He's also doing a thing in.
He played
the boiler room thing. Where's the,
I
don't know.
I think that's tomorrow or Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, like if you just search like all caps or big, they'll all come up.
Boilerroom.tv.
Go to the website.
It's the only time I'll ever recommend Boiler Room in my lifetime.
Fine.
You got beef.
You got the boiler beef. Nice. Yeah, I'll be heavy in that chat stream. See me.
I'm getting ironic.
My username is just gonna be anonymous. Or my username might also just be Florist. Who knows? Might get crazy.
Maybe I'll be the real Florist.
I'll be Florist and I'll have a separate computer and I'll be the real Florist too.
Florist official. There's like four florists chatting to each other.
I could see that happening. Okay. That was that. Inside Radio.
Good night. Shouts to Jules.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shouts to Lucky.
Shouts out to Aaron. AKA Jamal, AKA your boy.